Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A possible increase in education funding and a possible rewrite of the state's oil and gas taxes on the agenda of state lawmakers this week. Dave Donaldson has a preview.
The week begins with a look at a bill raising the amount of money the state would give local schools. It would increase the basic student allocation in the next budget and in each of the next 2 years. That plan comes from the Senate Education Committee, and if it were to pass that way, would be unusual. The funding level is normally increased only 1 year at a time. Another education bill would forbid the state's Department of Education from intervening in local school districts that are not achieving state standards. The House Education Committee will take two looks at the ban in light of last week's settlement of the Moore versus State lawsuit that set up a method for state intervention. Money will become the issue by Thursday as the Senate Finance Committee takes a look at all the budgets the governor has prepared and will hear Commissioner of Revenue Brian Butcher explain how the money will flow with a forecast of state revenue. Also, members are expecting the introduction of a Senate bill rewriting the state's oil and gas taxes. That should come by the end of the week, and perhaps being ready for an exposition in committee by Friday. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.
Thousands of Horizon and Alaska Airlines workers will receive hefty bonuses in their paychecks next month. The Seattle-based airline group last week announced a second straight year of record annual profits. Chief Financial Officer Brandon Peterson says his company's planes are flying fuller than ever. It's also been able to offset high fuel costs with higher fares.
We're able to share generously with employees when the company is doing well, without embedding fixed compensation into our cost structure that becomes a burden in times that our financial results are not as strong.
Peterson says Alaska Air will pay bonuses equal to about 6.5% of pay to most staff. Separately, the airline's management estimated the cost of this month's crippling snow and ice storm at $3.5 million, and most of that is lost revenue because of hundreds of flight cancellations. The airline group says all of its nearly 12,800 employees qualified for the bonuses, and over 3,800 employees work in Alaska or in the lower 48 outside of the Pacific Northwest. And longtime Juneau businessman and Chamber of Commerce luminary Romer Durr passed away last week at the age of 75. Durr was on the Chamber's board of directors when Kathy Romerick was hired as executive director. And she calls him both a colleague and a friend and says the Chamber won't be what it is today without him.
I think his father was one of the founders of our Chamber, which is the second oldest in the state of Alaska. There was even a time when the Chamber struggled here in Juneau, and Romer actually paid the staff out of his own pocket. I mean, that's how important the Chamber of Commerce and the organization was to Romer.
Durr owned Harry Plumbing and Heating in Juneau for many years and had lived in Alaska since before statehood. In fact, he was president of the Junior Chamber of Commerce and helped organize a Capital City celebration when President Eisenhower signed the Alaska Statehood Act. In 2009, Durr reenacted the historic bell ringing at a ceremony marking the 50th anniversary of statehood. He's survived by his wife, Lorraine. Services are tomorrow at Chapel by the Lake. Forecast calls for snow and rain today.